This is KAZU News. I'm Amy Mayer. In a recent report, 84% of California teachers say they can't afford to live where they teach. The State of California Public Schools surveyed 2,000 educators for the California Teachers Association. Live Oak School District first grade teacher and union chapter president Lauren Pomeranz says, in addition to housing, health care costs keep going up.
That combined with really low salary increases make it so that it's impossible to live, especially in Santa Cruz.
Pomeranz says the union wants more state funding, and it's pushing the legislature to reconsider how it funds education to best serve students and teachers. Thousands of people visited the 51st Santa Cruz Fungus Fair over the weekend. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury has more.
Fungus Fair co-chair Phil Carpenter estimates that over 3,000 people attended this year's event at the London Nelson Center. He says the numbers grew noticeably after the pandemic.
The interest in everything mushrooms has mushroomed.
The fair includes a display of locally foraged fungi. This year, there are close to 200 species, which Carpenter says is a bit less than the 285 brought in last year. Weather conditions could be a factor.
But there's also the factor of what the mushrooms feel like doing.
Carpenter says this year he's seeing species that typically grow north of Santa Cruz. The mushrooms might be changing, but Santa Cruz's mycophilia is not. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
The Central Coast and the nation are bracing for President-elect Donald Trump's signature campaign promise, the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. And that means that the new administration, the immigrant community, and everyone else are about to come face-to-face with an enormously complex system. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
Hola, Roberto. Es Carla de aquí de la Asistencia Renta. ¿Cómo están?
27-year-old Carla Valadez loves her job as a caseworker for the Santa Cruz County Community Action Board's Rental Assistance Program.
Our department is a homelessness prevention program. One of the reasons why I really love this job is because we really do give back to our community.
She also loves living in Watsonville, where she grew up.
I really like that I've been able to really like embrace my culture while learning English and being able to have like American traditions be brought into my life as well.
But for all that she loves about her life, Carla says she's never fully at ease.
It's always there. Like, it's always there in the back of our minds.
Carla is one of more than 500,000 so-called dreamers brought here undocumented when she was 4. Watsonville is the only home she's ever really known. She recently was able to renew her immigration status under DACA, the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, supposedly for 2 years. But she has no idea how that will work in the Trump administration.
There's people who have DACA who have been deported. So obviously it's terrifying in the sense that I feel like we're on edge all the time because you want to make sure we're doing everything right and we're not causing any issues and we're not like breaking any laws in any way, no matter how small.
Even more frightening, Carla says, is the fact that her family members have a mix of immigration statuses.
I have an aunt and a cousin who were lucky enough to get their citizenship status. I do have a couple other members in my family who do have DACA as well, and they're in like a sticky situation in terms of renewal because their DACA expires after Trump's already gone in presidency. I have another person in my family who didn't reach the age limit when DACA came around, so they couldn't apply for DACA, so they're like fully undocumented, so that's terrifying.
Carla says she's in constant fear of coming home and finding a family member is gone. Kate Hinnenkamp, director of the Santa Cruz County Immigration Project, says that's typical, since nearly every immigrant family is of mixed status.
There are dozens, probably hundreds of different specific immigration statuses that people have.
In addition to the undocumented and DACA, there's temporary protected status for people fleeing conflict zones. And there are visas for various categories of workers, students, and visitors. None of those statuses include a path to citizenship. Only lawful permanent residents get that, but fewer than 1 million green cards are issued each year nationwide.
So sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, why don't people get in line? For the vast majority of people, there's no line to get in.
All of this and the prospect of the Trump administration cracking down on immigration even further has local immigration attorneys swamped. Lizette Rodriguez-Pena in Hollister is urging immigrants to continue living their lives, going to work and school and getting health care. But she's also educating them about their rights.
So regardless of your immigration status, the Constitution still applies to you. So the Fifth Amendment, Sixth Amendment still applies to the individual.
But advocates also want to educate the non-immigrant community about the importance of people like Carla Valadez, who says she just wants to live her life.
Adios. I think it's important to understand, I think, first of all, that we're all people. We want to help this country. We want to better not just the country as a whole, but like the communities that we live in.
Part of the fabric of the community that is about to come under some serious stress. In Watsonville, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News. I'm Amy Mayer.